Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ticket Texture says Mark Champion sounding like Bob Uecker in Major League. Mike in Williamston.
I got to tell you, Mark's been a professional all year when it comes to having the energy and getting through this.
Yeah.
We shared some communication before the game. He was saying, thank you for everything. And I said, look, thanks for... It was a challenge. I've never heard Mark Champion that depressed in my life on the air. That texter nailed it. They broke him. Even Mark finally got broken. Think about calling doing that for all year. I know Chris.
You worked a lot of them.
And you did, Jim.
Yeah.
Yay.
They kicked you off them, but no, I'm just kidding.
Believe me, they did me a favor if that was true.
Jim escaped.
Yeah, I was going to say, more than anything else.
You didn't want to keep doing Pistons and do mornings?
But Chris, I know you bore the brunt of most of it.
Oh, it was a joy.
Oh, I know. It's finally over.
I escaped. I got Dustin Fiocco to do a couple. But...
There you go, Dustin. Hey. Cut your teeth. Here you go, bud. Yeah, listen, I mean, I'll address the elephant in the room. Why are we talking about them right now? Why are we wasting airtime on them? They're the worst team in the history of the Detroit Pistons. They lost 28 games in the same season. I understand they're not exactly a treat to discuss, certainly not a treat to watch or listen to this season. But now it's a big question about what's next. There are reports from The Athletic that they will hire a new president of basketball ops above Troy Weaver and Monty Williams. And I'm not sure that either of those guys deserve to have their jobs. That's part of the conversation. We're bringing this up for some level of, I don't know, accountability, I guess. And guys, this is a little bit like eat your vegetables now. We're going to talk football at 7:18. I promise. Like, eat your vegetables and then we'll get to the good stuff. We'll talk football in, I don't know, about 10 minutes. But John, I think some questions. What decisions does the new guy have to make?
Obviously early on, it's, okay, what are there any cornerstone pieces? Does he believe that Cade Cunningham is a guy that you can build with? I don't necessarily know that it's build around, but build with. Same with Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, Asar Thompson. Like, all of the first-round picks that we've had over the last 3 or 4 years, save Killian Hayes. is there anybody that you can build around, you know, build with? Or can you use them to build? Does he come in and say, you know what, they're... What's the market for Ivy? Mm-hmm. What's the market for Duren or Cunningham? Like, I don't think that anyone is safe. Now, do I think Cade Cunningham is a really good basketball player? Yes. Is he a superstar? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe he could be with the right help around him.
That's what's been so odd to me is I don't feel like they've done a good job building around Cade Cunningham. And that's not to let him off the hook either, by the way.
Right. I mean, and you can't control, okay, last year he was out, you know, entire season because he was hurt. I understand that's bad luck. And it stunted his development, the development of this team. But, you know, I think most people would look at Cunningham and say, yeah, he's a good player. I think a lot of people would look at Duren and say, he's a really good player. And Ivy, they'll look at him and say, yeah, he can be a good player. You know, how effective, how good... How do you use him?
Yeah, I think the key here is you bring in a new voice to make the franchise-altering decisions. You have a lot of cap space, as we've been told. They have a top five pick, maybe the number one pick. These are big decisions. John, I do think someone's got to be traded from, quote, the young core. Cade, Ivy, Duren, and Thompson. I don't think they all can coexist as long-term pieces on the floor together. Right. Someone's got to make that decision, and it sure as bleep isn't Troy Weaver. And I think you don't even want his presence in the decision-making room. I don't think you want anybody who would be stumping for any of like you want someone in with a clean vision, a blank slate to make those decisions.
Well, and the frustrating part is they've had opportunities. Okay, they won the lottery once, and they didn't win it last year, probably when it mattered most for Victor Wembanyama. But they did, and what have they done with the talent, the young talent that they've acquired? What was Ivy, a fourth or fifth?
I think fifth.
Yeah, and so there are just a number of things that you're looking at, and you even go back to the beginning, Killian Hayes, right, and Tyrese Halliburton. But I will say this. And Stoney he wanted Halliburton at the time.
Yeah.
I was willing to trust, you know, Troy Weaver at the time. There were 10 other teams that passed on Halliburton. It wasn't like the very next pick was Tyrese Halliburton.
Right.
You know, so it's there were other teams that missed on him too. But it doesn't excuse Troy Weaver for a swing and a miss.
Not at all. Ticket texters, and I want to get to the phones who make the same points. Pistons fans have no hope as long as Tom owns the franchise. This is bad, and it's probably going to get worse. Another one says, hiring a president just so Gores doesn't have to do anything or take any blame. Marcus, I know you want to point the finger all the way at the very top. You're on 97.1.
That's where the finger should be pointed first, guys. Our ownership, he has no basketball knowledge. I mean, if you don't know the game or you don't know what to do, then you got to hire the right general manager. And we just didn't. I mean, it's proven. You threw a bunch of money at the coach when he told you he didn't want a coach. You wanted him so badly that you gave him money that he just could not refuse.
Right.
He wasn't interested. You paid him so much that you didn't make him interested. You just made him take your money. The problem I have is with the ownership. Now, you got rid of Dwayne Casey. You still gave him a job. He's still in the organization somewhere. Now you're going to do the same thing with a guy who screwed up the roster because he brought in a bunch of players that don't fit together. You got a superstar point guard, and you give him a two guard that can't shoot. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yes,
I hope that somehow they get a GM. Miles Bridges is begging to come back home. If we don't somehow find a way to get him back and at least get a legit on-ball and off-ball scorer, Jaden Ivey is not a compliment to Cade. He's a good player, mm-hmm. but he can't shoot. He's not a shooter. He's more of a scorer. Cade needs a shooter, somebody he can kick the ball to, not yeah. somebody that's going to go fill up the lane with him.
Marcus, I think you're spot on. Like, think about it. Durin is a big dude in the middle, but he's not a shooter. Thompson, who they just drafted, not a shooter. Ivy, I agree with you. I mean, not reliably enough. He went through a little bit of a stretch where he was knocking him down, but he's not a consistent shooter. Those are the other cornerstone pieces around Cade Cunningham, three non-shooters. Whose brainiac idea was it to build the team this way? I'm with you.
It's very flawed. The team is flawedly built, if that's a word.
Yeah.
I wanted Keegan Murray in Sacramento. Everybody kept saying Sacramento went all Sacramento. That's the guy we really needed. And Mathurin was the next guy for me. I didn't need a guy who needed the ball to score. I want a guy who can play off somebody. Ivy wasn't that guy. He's a good player. And the unfortunate part is, as poor as we played, we probably made Ivy untradeable.
Yep.
And I know you guys got to go, but I want you guys to remember what happened with Cade Cunningham last summer when he played with USA Basketball. Yep. Everybody who doesn't think that he's that good, he was the best player on the floor all summer with USA Basketball. And that's with Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns and Joel, and not, well, MB wasn't there, but all the other guys. Mm. He was the best player. Grant Hill said he's got to figure out a way to make sure that he's on that Olympic team. So Duke can play basketball. We just got to get players that can play around him.
Yeah, he's the one I'd keep. Everybody else would be very much on the yeah. table. I'd be looking to trade him. The value, though, has been hurt because it's not like Durin had a big year this year. It's not like Ivy had a great year this season. The idea that you're trading him, sure, but you're not going to get maybe what you want to get for him. And that's First of all, not Weaver's responsibility. Should not be Troy Weaver's responsibility anymore. He mentioned Tom Gorse.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that thing before Christmas, that like Friday news dump on, you know, Christmas weekend about, hey, I hear you guys, I care, change is coming, and then you go the whole year and all you do is like shuffle out bench players. You don't fire anybody. We got to see that change. Well, I mean, when you make the tone-deaf comment, like, aside from winning, we've done so much for the community. If you don't like the narrative around yourself, do something about it.
But, and that's where you get to of, okay, you promised change, and now we have a historically bad season. Historically. The most losses for a Pistons team in a regular season ever. Now you got to come through with the change. And the change has to lead to winning.
You think he's still tone deaf? That's the thing. That's why it should start with ownership this morning, because if he hasn't changed his mindset or mentality from December, we're doomed.
Yeah.
We are doomed. So this is it for him now. I will somehow give him a little benefit of the doubt. I think some significant things are going to happen here. Like you said, I think the timing of the locker room clean out today,
early.
They're doing it as quick as they can. I mean, the only other option was to do it when they got off the plane yesterday. They're getting the players out of there so they don't have to answer questions about things they are uncomfortable with. I think you're right. Today is potentially on the table for multiple firings. I would say Arm Tellem might be in play.
Yeah.
Because I think my read on this is that Gores maybe took the advice of Tellem too much. In terms of, I think, John, your Spielman thing, obviously copycatting and doing that. Right. But who's their Chris Spielman? It may not be a former player. See, that's the thing. I don't care that Chris Spielman knows the game. That's why the Lions have changed.
Right.
They get somebody that knows the game, and I'm not against something outlandish like this. Potentially, you know, he is way up there in age, but he's done it successfully for decades. Do you call Jerry West and he becomes your consultant? Not your president, maybe, but your consultant.
He's your Spielman.
I'm just maybe not as involved. I'm just saying, if I'm Tom Gorse today, how am I going to turn my franchise around and win? That's a pretty trustable voice in my mind, and you at least have you create a relationship, and then okay, Jerry, who should I hire as my president of ops?
As long as and I don't like the, well, we want to hire you, but you don't have to be as involved. Like, what does that even mean?
I'm going to pay you a consultant fee.
Yeah, right, but okay, but at some level, like, I need say guy
for 2 years. I need all you've got. Because we've got to get this right. But again, so all he has might not be what it would be for somebody in their 60s, 50s, 40s.
He's 85.
Right.
Jerry West. Although it is, you know, the day and age where presidents are old.
Hey-o! Ticket Texter says, love how Jim was silent when the dude called out people who didn't want Keegan Murray. Jim was one of those people. Yep, I'll own it. That was me. I wanted Jaden Ivey. I won't run from that. Last word, Dave in Oak Park, real quick. You're on 97.1.
Morning.
What's up?
I think you start at the top. I think you have a coach who didn't necessarily want to come here. He came here for money. You have an owner who does not have practical basketball knowledge or sense or know how to judge talent. You have to clean house from the top to the bottom. Once you start that, you get rid of players that are not figuring in your present or your future. You go out and get you ball players. You go get you a big fella that can bang, that can rebound, that can score what is back to the basket or facing the basket.
What year is this? That's not how the game's played.
This is 2024.
Right. You're not getting a big to go, like, you know, bang in the paint. You're not getting a guy to go back to the basket, hook shot. Yeah, they're not doing that. I agree with you, though, top to bottom, they need new people at the head coaching spot and the general manager spot and the basketball decision spot. We are up against it. Sorry, dude, I cut you short. We're going to move on. This was the vegetables portion. Let's get to the stuff that you actually want to talk about, which is football. 10 days from the draft, 10 names, rapid fire. Your reaction if the Lions make that pick. It's 97-1.
In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It is a must to hire the right lawyer who will make sure that the insurance companies pay what they owe you. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team have been making insurance companies pay for almost 30 years, and he can help you with your injury case as well. David is ready to speak with you personally right now. if you call 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or on his website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ten days until the NFL draft in Detroit. We've got 10 names to go through. Your reaction if the Lions draft blank. Tom, you got a list?
Yes, I do. We're going to fire through these quick, guys, all right? First one, Lions at 29, take Kool-Aid McKinstry.
It obviously addresses a need, addresses a guy that played at Alabama along with Terrion Arnold that is going to be highly valued, highly sought after, and going into this year, he was thought of as the number one corner. Now, there's some other guys that outperformed. He had a good 22 season. 23, not as productive, but he wasn't asked to do as much. I would be really excited to have Kool-Aid McKinstry as the 29th overall pick.
I would say fit. 6'1", press corner. Did I say corner? They could use a corner.
Yeah.
And he feels like he fits Detroit. Kool-Aid, just an extra layer of it. Love getting some Kool-Aid on draft night.
All right, Lions stand pat again at 29. They draft A.D. Mitchell.
Big receiver. You need a guy that goes, can get that 50-50 ball, and he's made some big catches in college. I like him. I would be happy with this as well. And without Josh Reynolds, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off the rest of the receiving core. It takes a little pressure off J-Mo. We expect him to continue to be better. He's going to be wide receiver too, but they need that third guy. And what? Who better than a young, talented, big rookie at the receiver position?
Yeah, I wrote J-Mo because it, with a question mark. J-Mo should step up this year. I don't think that's unreasonable. St. Brown, J-Mo, Laporta. I'm taking my fourth option in A.D. Mitchell. Not really big on it.
All right, now we're going to go into the possible, but maybe a little dreamy. Lions stand pat at 29 and draft Jackson Powers Johnson.
I think it would be amazing. And he is a guy that the success of this team is somewhat reliant, not somewhat, is reliant on the offensive line. Now they've got Frank Ragnow in there, and they've got their starting five pretty well set going into fall camp. But this is a guy that if Frank goes down, can step in. If Glasgow goes down, can step in. If anybody in the interior goes down, and then when Frank decides to move on, you've all of a sudden, you've got your guy right there to be able to step in and play, and you probably have yourself another All-Pro.
Jackson Powers Johnson, ideal pick. Foundational pick. This is the key to this football team being good for the long haul, is maintaining the dominance up front, versatility, nasty streak. Ideal pick, Jackson Powers Johnson.
I think universally on this show, if that's the pick, we're having a parade.
Yeah.
All right. Now even dreamier, but it made the news last week. Georgia tight end staying at 29, Brock Bowers.
Jim, would you like to go first on this one?
Yak attack. Yards after the catch. It's another one of those guys in two tight end sets. Hell yeah. Best player available.
In that, you said it right there. Best player available. That's Brad Holmes' theory, especially in the first round. I think if he is available, you run to the podium and you pick him, and then you figure out the offense with a very creative offensive coordinator in Ben Johnson. It's just another weapon, because you're going to pay Jared Goff. It's another weapon to give him to go out there and be the quarterback we want him and need him to be.
Lions trade up for Terrion Arnold.
It depends how high they have to go. And this is kind of the conundrum. Brad Holmes has been very willing on draft day to move around, even in the first round, especially in the first round.
15.
I
knee-jerk, come on.
I mean, would I love to have him? Yeah. But if I can get Kool-Aid at 29, or if I can get a couple other guys at 29, then I don't want to spend the capital to go up and get him.
Best corner in the draft, some would say. Bold move. We've seen Brad do it before. Yeah, let's see it.
All right, same thing. Cornerback Cooper DeJean.
If you're going to have trading to trade up for him, probably. And this is where I think it becomes a little more realistic. What do you have to, from 29, do you have to go to 22, 21?
Sure.
And I'm okay with that. You know, maybe you spend a third or, you know, a fourth and next year's third on trading up for Cooper DeJean. I think he's a guy that, especially with the new kickoff rules, that can be very effective in a number of different ways. This guy is just a flat-out football player.
Instinctive and versatile.
Yeah.
Those are things the Detroit Lions really like. Also, pipeline. This is from Iowa, where they've had some success. Hey, Sam LaPorta.
All right, Lions stand pat. They draft Chop Robinson.
Would love Chop Robinson. That's another one. If he's available at 29, I think you run up there and you grab him. And if none of these other guys, Jackson Powers Johnson, I think, is the dream scenario, as you mentioned. But Chop Robinson, if he is the guy and he's the best ranked on your team, then you sprint up there. You try and mimic that first step that he has off the line of scrimmage, because he can be a game changer.
Buddy system, an upside. Put him next to Aiden with the upside to be a double-digit sack guy. I know he didn't do it in college, and everyone's going to point to the production. That's why he would be there at 29. Brad likes upside, potentially be the best guy there.
All right, now we get spicy garlic, guys. And this one's probably the spiciest of all. Lions trade up, let's say to 8, to hop the Bears and draft Rome Odunze. Significant capital for maybe the best receiver in the draft.
You love him.
What I would love for Rome Odunze to be a Detroit Lion. But when you do the math, and if we're using a trade value chart, it varies every year, but you're going to have to basically trade the rest of your draft to get up to number 8. You're not going to have a second. You're not going to have a third, and then you don't already have a fourth. And what do? Trade 5th and both 6th, or do you try and tap into next year? I would love him to be a Detroit Lion. I just don't think it's possible. And he's not a guy. I'm not going full Ricky Williams and the Saints with trading up the rest. Hey, take the rest of our picks.
Yeah, the Julio Jones trade is what you'd comp this to. It was two firsts and some seconds and some other stuff. I just got done telling you with A.D. Mitchell, I don't know that it's worthy of that luxury, and I certainly wouldn't be giving up future firsts to do it.
Yeah, I just think in the whole process of this, at least the point I think to a listener, watch out for a trade-up for Rome Odunze in this draft. He's kind of being mocked as the third receiver right now, and the Bears are just keep getting him mocked. It's like, oh, let's just give him Caleb and give him his weapon. Watch for the Falcons are a great trade partner. Hop the Bears. They need capital. They've got their weapons already. I'm suspicious of a trade up for him from somebody.
And this is why I love Rome Odunze. I think he is Amon-Ra St. Brown in a bigger body. I think he is that has that mindset, that mentality, and that ability.
All right, this one, the most maybe controversial because people don't want it here locally. The Lions trade out of the first round entirely. They don't have a pick in their own home draft.
So if you're trading out and you're going to trade back to, I don't know, New England, who's got the second pick of the second round, Washington, who's got the fourth pick of the second round. Like, if there's somebody that wants to go up, and I say Washington because if they don't take somebody at 2 or they trade out of that one, they're going to need a quarterback. If Bo Nix, Michael Penix is there and you can get some legitimate return, and it's got to be legit, and maybe somebody even overpaying to get up to get that quarterback in the first round for that 5th year, then I have no problem with it.
I wrote buzzkill, but you got to do what's best for the team. It would make people disappointed at the draft.
Sure.
But who the hell cares? You got to do what's right for your football team.
Well, the fans treat the GM, though, as the Lord and Savior here, so they would cheer it, right?
I don't know.
That would actually show the support of the GM. We'd have like a massive cheer, and it would get like all this reaction on the why are the Lions fans cheering so much? All right. Finally, this is the super dreamiest of all. Lions stay at 29 and draft Michael Penix.
Why is that dreamy?
It's not even dreamy.
It's a nightmare.
It's nightmare.
I don't want any part of...
This isn't real, I guess, is the way I should have said that.
Right. Okay, yeah. What do we know about Hendon Hooker? What do we know? Do we think he could be a backup? I think he could be a reliable backup. I don't know if he could be a starter or not, but why in the hell would I draft a quarterback?
Oh, I know why
29?
This was in here. This was Jim's idea because he still doesn't support Goff.
Oh, calling Mr. Goff. Would you like to come on and respond to the Mr. Negative?
And we relish in negativity around here. Uh-huh. This would be the most surprising pick in the history of the Detroit Lions, right?
2-4-8.
Taking a quarterback?
While you have Goff, Chance, he solidified himself. You're good enough for Detroit. Contract's coming, but hasn't been signed yet. They take Penix. That would be the most surprising pick in the history of the Detroit Lions. It's not going to happen.
No. No, right?
No.
Even for
How
you?
How many times do I have to convince you? No! And those are 10 names, 10 days out from the NFL draft. It's 97.1.
Hey, Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With all-day IPA, here is what you get. Refreshing and deliciously flavorful, easy drinking, and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary, and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game day. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, for 21 years old or older. Please drink responsibly.
He's jumping up and down like a little kid. The captain with the season on the brink. Who else? Dylan Larkin, Ken Cal on the call. Not dead yet. John, if they lost in regulation, they're eliminated. They won it in overtime, and the Red Wings live to fight another day. Here we go. No tears on a Saturday night. Maybe some tears of joy. Epic game. Roller coaster game. Roller coaster season, John. We got a few more ups and downs. They got Montreal tonight and tomorrow. And in terms of getting in, I'll make the point. They have the advantage. They don't control their own destiny, but they have the advantage. Washington has to play two teams in the playoffs or on the playoff bubble. They play Boston tonight and Philadelphia tomorrow. Detroit gets Montreal. Detroit has the advantage. This is their spot. Go take your spot. This is it.
Well, so we did we not have this same conversation? Did you not say those same things
like a week ago?
Last Tuesday?
Right before
they played Washington at home. Did you not say those same things when they went to Pittsburgh?
But you will notice, I want to make the case without the sharp objects, without locks and flags and props and all the nonsense, okay? Because you're right. I feel like it is a bit of Groundhog's Day. Here we go again. Firmly grasp it. Take your playoff spot. Alex DeBrincat, 5 points in the last two games, 2 goals in the last game, on the top line, doing the thing we all want him to do, which is score goals. Dylan Larkin, with him, they're a 100-point pace team, scoring big goals, driving the top line, out there killing off a penalty with the season on the line in the third period. Lucas Raymond, hat-trick the other. When your stars are starring. Edvinson, where's this guy been? They're significantly better defensively with him. And he's poised and composed. Mo Sider, your stars are starring at the right time. And you are facing a hockey team that is 2-6 in their last 8. I know Washington had lost 6 straight. They are eerily similar. Very rarely do you get a second, third, and fourth chance. But that's the year of this bubble. And if they are good enough, they get in. I felt they were good enough to be a playoff team before the season. They add Patrick Kane. They have a 9-point cushion. They're good enough to make the playoffs. I'm not going to back down yet. Not when I think they have an advantage position.
Well, no, I don't think anybody should back down. This is, we've wanted a team to be in a playoff race. Sure, it would be nice to already be in with 2 games left, but the excitement is there. The entertainment value is there. And yes, it has been frustrating, But they're still in the mix. They're in the mix of a bunch of teams, four of them right now, that says, no, I don't want it, you want it. I don't want it, you take it.
Yeah.
Like, that's where they are. And you mentioned, you know, four, five, six. Heck, I mean, I don't know how many opportunities they've had, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
You can add them up because they started off at the end of February with a 9-point cushion above the cut line. That has been whittled away. It is gone. They are 1 point back. And now they don't control their own destiny, but you mentioned it. They're playing one of the teams that has the fifth lowest point total in the NHL, and that is Montreal. They're at home and away. You get them back-to-back on back-to-back days. And now the problem is this is a team that, even though they're not a great hockey team in Montreal, it has taken the Red Wings into overtime both times they played. In November, it was an overtime loss, 3-2. In December, it was an overtime win. So it's not like, and I know that's a long time ago. Lots changed for the Red Wings since then as well. But this is a team that they have had fierce battles with this year, and they've got to find a way to simply get two wins. You've got to have, if you want to get in, get 4 points, and I think you're going to get in. Because I don't trust Washington to beat both the Bruins and the Flyers.
So the most simple path is the Wings win twice and Washington loses once. You're more confident that Washington will lose once than you are the Wings will win twice.
Yep.
It's hard to trust anybody on the bubble, right? Do you think Washington trusts themselves to win out and get in? No. Pittsburgh had a great opportunity. They lost to Boston. The Flyers only have one more game. Yep. If you look up what Money Puck does, their playoff odds, the Wings have a better percentage chance to get in than Washington or Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. And, John, as last time I checked, there have to be 8 playoff teams. Someone has to get that spot, and Detroit is in the best position to do it.
They can't just give somebody a bye?
If there's ever a year to do it, John, it would
feels
be
like this year.
This would be the year. 248-539-9797. That word trust. Do you trust this hockey team? I don't know if I trust them, but they're going to get in is how I feel today. If we did an in or an out, are they in or they out? I think they're in.
I'm not sure where my 51 lies in regards to where they are, because do I want them in? 100% I want them in. That's not a question. The question is, do I trust them enough? And here's where I think we all flipped our expectations. Did we all think that at the end of February, they would have a 9-point cushion and be closer to one of the top three teams in their division than being out of the playoffs? They were closer at that point to being a top three team than they were the cut line. That's how far this has gone, and that's how we adjusted our expectations. Coming into the season, at the break, I asked you this question. What was the expected point total by Vegas?
88, 87 maybe on some places.
And they're right there. 87
right
now. And so my point is, they've pretty much performed over the course of now 80 games and eventually 82 where their expectations were. Now we're asking them, and this is where when they signed Patrick Kane, is he going to be able to give them a 3-point bump? All we need right now is a 1-point bump.
You could argue that signing, if they do make it, put them in.
Yes.
You know, with the games like in Chicago where, and other moments.
Them.
Yeah. How can anybody trust this team? I'll tell you what, right now, no matter what happens tonight, I don't trust them to win tomorrow. Do you? And that's why you don't trust them. They could win 6-1 tonight and the LCA walking off and sticks are up in the air and everybody's saluting them and stuff. And guess what? They could come out tomorrow night and lose 5-2.
And Washington loses tonight.
Yeah, and I still think the Penguins are heavy in this. You know, especially if they beat the Predators tonight. I don't know if any of them are getting a 90. Why would they? It seems like the reason the Capitals are not the favorite is because they're goal differential and who they're playing.
They're not a good team.
Right, but this is a team that we're supposed to trust that lost twice at Coyotes. Now, I know some of that was Larkin influence. Seriously, guys, what in your right mind do you think, no matter how they won tonight, would matter for tomorrow night?
Well, it wouldn't. John's thing has been all along. They're not the same team period to period.
Right. No.
Hell, game to game, you could say. The Kane point, 7 game-winning goals this season.
Yeah.
Obviously. So when we say, hey, preseason, they're supposed to be about 87, 88 points. And you had a guy who wins 7 of them off his stick.
you should be a playoff team. The expectation is this should be a playoff
and
team.
And so Yzerman made his acquisition without giving anything up. If Yzerman had a handle on what this team really was, okay, yeah. Would it have been worth it to give up capital to add a guy but maybe put them in the eight spot? I mean, you kind of look back on it now, and my answer to that is no.
248-539-9797. The emotions heading into tonight. Season's not over. Not dead yet. We talked a little Pistons, a little draft. The story to me is the Red Wings. They are on the edge of the playoffs. They don't control their own destiny, but they're in the best position of anybody on the bubble. You want to dispute it? You want to talk about it? We'll do that. 802, the Masters. Check in on the golf. A storyline. Scheffler. Is he different? Is he the next? It's 97-1.
Hey, Ideal U helps you lose weight, and it helps you lose weight fast. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days by using real whole foods. That's why it's easy to stick with, it's easy to stay on, and you continue it after you've reached your goal weight. That means you can lose 40 pounds before bathing suit season, and that's right before Memorial Day. So the opportunity to take advantage of it is now, and if you sign up now, you're going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us. I mentioned it. It's different than other weight loss programs because it works and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I've lost 60 pounds overall, and I feel great. And I don't have any problem. Maybe some other people around me getting in my bathing suit and being on the boat, doing the fun things that you do in the summer. And with Ideal U, it's not shakes or bars. It's prepackaged food. You're going to eat real whole foods every single day. They're going to teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight. You're in constant contact with a weight loss coach on a daily basis. And once you reach your goal, they're going to help you keep that weight off. Ideal U will help you lose 40 pounds in 40 days. Sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us.
They have to win tonight, not to save the season or because they deserve to make the playoffs, but because this has to come down to the final day, John.
Well, it has to come down to the final day, and they can't clinch being in the playoffs tonight, but they can get eliminated tonight.
If the Wings lose and the Capitals win, it's over because the Wings don't have the tiebreaker.
Right.
A loss tonight and a Capital win eliminates the Red Wings. The Wings win. We go to the final game of the regular season because, well, of course we would. Of course this season would come down to the very last game. Wings got a back-to-back against Montreal. Home tonight, road tomorrow. 248-539-9797. Expectations before the season. To me, I thought playoff or bust. They brought in a bunch of vets, adults, kept a bunch of their younger prospects in Grand Rapids. There was a clear thought that, yeah, it'd be a playoff team. Then they added Patrick Kane. Then they built up a cushion. Then I factor in this is the softest bubble in years. Yeah, they should be a playoff team. Playoffs are bust. And here it is where they have an advantage to get in. They don't control their own destiny, but if they win both, we know Washington's got a tough schedule. Detroit should be in. But they got to win both. And do you trust this hockey team to win both? 248-539-9797. Another question for you, John. Who the hell should play goalie? Go ahead and flip a coin on that one.
That's exactly what it ends up being, is a coin flip. Is it Alex Lyon or is it James Reimer? Lyon has more games played. His save percentage is a touch higher. I think he is, and I thought a ticket texter brought up a good point earlier, is he's probably the goalie you go with early in the playoffs. He's a guy that can probably help you win a 7-game series, if that's in the cards. So why not go with him now when the playoffs are on the line?
Here's the breakout last 5 games. Reimer's 4-1 with a .910 save percentage. Alex Lyon is 2-2-1 with a .907 save percentage. Now, I'm not going to tell you I feel like Reimer is a good goalie. He was out of position a couple times in Toronto. He was ugly against Carolina the start prior. But Alex Lyon has not made big saves. Has not made the big save lately. And Reimer's the, quote, hot hand. I think I'm starting Reimer tonight. I don't feel great about it. This isn't one that I'm going to be in a year where we've been very critical of Derek Lalonde. I don't know that you can beat the guy up for either goalie in this spot. It's not like either guy has played outstanding to deserve it. But someone's got to play between the pipes tonight.
You thought Reimer was the hot hand against Toronto?
No, I'm saying of the two.
Well, I know, but they're four and one
in game. They play confidently in front of him. They're 4-1.
I know. It's kind of splitting hairs.
So you're saying it's not the hot hand; it's the lukewarm hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't know that I have a lot of confidence in either guy, and that's. I mean, that leads to the confidence that you have in the Red Wings. Do you trust them?
It starts with the goalie, which is the team's biggest problem. If they had better goaltending all year, they'd have a better record. I mean, the goaltending has been horrendous. They've given up the most goals of any team that still has a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, it's kind of like a duh. I think where Jim's going right now is, guess what? We're not talking this way this morning if Reimer didn't play the way he did in the third period. Mm-hmm. They lose the game in regulation. And I would just say this, John, look, to have confidence in any of this, right. None of us should say that. Goals in bunches, I believe Lion has a propensity of doing more, which could cause you a chance to lose either of these games.
Yeah.
I know that is... I hate even saying what I just said because it's so stupid. Again, it just goes back to if you're going to win in the playoffs, if you're a good player, you shouldn't be. They're like bottom 8 or 9 in goals allowed in the league. It's like all these eliminated teams, and then the Red Wings are just sort of sitting there, and then there's more eliminated teams, and then you'll start finding the other contenders sprinkled in.
We have a poll question up. Playoffs on the line, choose your fighter goalie. 68% say Alex Lyon. Been the better goalie all year, higher ceiling,
mm-hmm.
but I think to Gov's point, lower floor. There have been some ugly Lion starts lately, especially.
Yeah, and I went back to the two games that they've already played against Montreal, and in the second one that was at Montreal, the overtime win, that was Husso. All right, and so the November 9 loss was Reimer was in goal. And I don't know that that necessarily plays a factor at all. Probably doesn't. And we're trying. I'm trying to find a way to manufacture trust in this team, and you know, like trying to decide between either Lyon or Reimer. Like, I don't know how you would make that decision because none of them have lit the world on fire.
Texter says, my opinion is Reimer got to ride the hot hand. Max in a van. Texter says, every time Jim opens his big mouth, the Wings lose. John, please shut him up. They started losing when we signed Kane. He broke up team chemistry. Look it up. Another person points out they are 20-27 with Kane in the lineup. Says when DeBrincat moved away from Kane, he got the 5 points. It's where he started the season, too, when he was red hot. I'm not here to tell you guys that Kane's a problem. I think that's a little bit of drive-by analysis there. Just kind of surface level, 20-27 with Kane. He had 7 game-winning goals this season. Games where he directly made the play to earn the 2 points for a team that, I don't know if you guys pay attention lately, had a hard time trying to get the 2 points.
Yeah.
For a team that's not very good defensively, I'd have to go back and look at the 27 games. How many of those are games they gave up 4 or 5 goals? I just think that's a little bit of drive-by analysis there.
Well, I mean, but that's what you're kind of left with right now. It's all drive-by analysis because what did we know at the end of February? Thought this team was going to be in the playoffs.
You know, on the fly here, didn't Kane play almost all the games that Larkin missed?
Yeah.
I think when Larkin and Kane play, this team is at its best. And then DeBrincat comes in and starts performing usually. I think there's a little bit of, like you said, drive-by analysis.
Have to start Reimer today after a W, then Lyon tomorrow. Or if we lose and are out, Kosa, why not? If Reimer wins today, don't you go back to him on a back-to-back? I know that's not the way the NHL works. Typically, you give the guy the breather, but season's on the line. You're not worried about rest at that point. And it would suck if Reimer played well. You win a 3-2 hockey game. You go to Lyon and he lays an egg and you go, well, why the hell didn't you put Reimer back in?
That's why I say flip a coin.
We'll do that. We'll do that for Derek Lalonde. We'll flip the coin. We'll pass it along. 248-539-9797. Your thoughts on the Red Wings? Talk Masters. A question for the golf diehards out there, because John, we don't do pretend here. You're not a massive golf fan. No. I don't pretend to be a huge golf guy, but there's a Scottie Scheffler storyline and a separate Tiger Woods storyline too. We're going to get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we got a baseball team. We'll talk Tigers in the 8. It's 97.1.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.